Well, good morning. I want to take this opportunity to welcome you to Evangel this morning. We're glad that you're here, and we also want to welcome those of you who are joining us via the live stream today. We're glad that you're joining us as well, and today is a very special day for us here. We're going to talk about that in a moment, but I just want to say that maybe this is the first time you've ever been here. And we would love to know that you are here. We would love to be able to say we'd like to come alongside of you, to serve you, to help you in any way that we can. And the best way we know to make that connection with you is to ask you to fill out a card that you'll find in the chair pocket in front of you. If you could just fill that out. And if you want someone to follow up with you, a pastor, we will do that. If you don't ask for that, then we won't. We'll respect that. But if you'd like that, please indicate it there. If you have a prayer request, you can write it on the card. And then just take the card to the what we call is our information desk in the foyer. Someone will be there to take that card from you at the end of the service, and there's a small gift there for you. So thank you for being a part of that. So yes, today is an exciting day for us here. We have 8 candidates today that are going to be baptized in water. And We're excited about that, and there's just an air of excitement here. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that later, but I know that some of you who are being baptized, there are family and friends that are visiting, so welcome to you, a special welcome to you to be here on this very special day. Just want to remind you that our property cleanup day is scheduled for Saturday, April the 27th, from 10 a.m. to noon, and so just if you can be here, that would be greatly appreciated. You know, it's just the more people, the better. And if you can give us those couple of hours, we'll serve you lunch at the end and just kind of get the property ready for summer. Then, you know, we really want to welcome you to be a part of that. So put that in your calendar. Tonight, young adults are meeting for their worship night as well. So keep that in mind. I just have a special announcement to make this morning. And it's always interesting as a pastor because, you know, you have a private life, but your life is very public as a pastor. And so you find yourself having to make announcements that most people in their everyday work don't make. Like most of us don't go into our workplace, call all of our customers and all of our teams together and share personal details about our lives. But the nature of this role is that. So I do have a special update this morning. Some of you know that Jennifer has not been well for the last few months, and she's been through a whole series of episodes, and after seeing a number of specialists and so on, they had determined that she had Crohn's disease, and they were getting her ready to begin intense treatments for Crohn's disease, and we were gearing up for that. And on Tuesday of this week, she had a very serious, intense episode that ended up taking her to emergency, and she was admitted to hospital. As a result of a few days of testing, by the end of Friday morning, they had discovered that she didn't have Crohn's at all, but that they had discovered cancer in her bowel. And as some of you know, well, you probably wouldn't know this, but it was Thursday of this week, which marked 6 years since she was diagnosed with stage 4 incurable cancer in breast, stomach, colon, and ovaries and bones. And she's been on a hormone-based treatment and has done really well on that. In fact, tumors shrunk to the point where regular CT scans can't even see them. They're there, but they're really small. So she's done remarkably well. But on Friday, they discerned that the tumor in her colon was back. And by the end of the day, they determined that the best course of action would be to do surgery. And so yesterday, she underwent surgery and had a section of her bowel removing the tumor. Everything went exactly as we had hoped, the best we could hope for, and the doctor was very pleased with the whole scenario, and so now she's recovering from that. So I tell you that so that when you wonder, where's Jennifer? There, that's where she is, and we just want to ask you, just please pray for her and you know, for our family. One thing I've learned through all of this, and not to take any focus away from people who are living with cancer, but many diseases affect the whole family in various ways. And so pray for her, pray for our family, and she'll probably be in hospital for another 3-4 days before they release her, and then she's got some recovery ahead of her. So you just pray for a smooth recovery and good things moving forward. She's already talking about all the things she wants to get back to as soon as possible. So right? And I was reminded this morning as I was running around here how many things she actually takes care of around here that I don't even think about. I want to thank those of you this week who stepped up. Pastor Scott, Monica, big time in the office. Carlene filling in today and helping with the baptism this morning. And Mary for helping with the towels after. And Michael for all the things you did. And others just kind of making things work here while we were sort of trying to figure out what was going on over there. So thank you for that. So please pray for her and for all of us. Kids, if you have children that are newborn to age 3, our nursery is available all through the morning. You can take your child there at any time. And if you go through these doors and down the stairs, right on your left-hand side is our nursery. You can leave your child there and pick them up at the end of the service. If you have children that are age 4 to grade 5, we normally send them out at this time for kids' ministry. But because it's a baptism morning, and it's not going to be too much longer before we get to that, we're going to keep them in this morning. So congratulations, parents. They're yours today. And enjoy that quality family time this morning as we worship together, which I kind of think is a little New Testament anyway. But so there you go. Okay, at this time, we're going to receive our morning tithes and offerings. And if you want to give electronically, you can send that to giving@epcoakville.com. You can send an e-transfer. Otherwise, you can throw it in the offering plate as our hospitality team. Got to get that right because she might be watching live stream and she'll say, see, you got it wrong again. Hospitality team collects this morning. God bless you as you continue to worship.
sing that this morning? Sing to the heart of the Father.
Sing, great are you, Lord.
Here we go. All the earth.
And all the earth will shout your praises. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great. So we pour out our praise.
let's declare that over this place. Sing it.
Great are you, Lord.
Over this church, sing it. Singing great. Over every home, over every family.
Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord.
Jesus, thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. To Jesus I surrender all. To Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him.
His presence daily lives.
Sing now.
Jesus, take my surrender. surrender.
Make me say,
make me say.
To give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. You are my strength. Let's sing that again.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I see. You are my all in all.
Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the
treasure that I see. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up.
Sing that again. You are my strength. Come on, from your heart.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I see. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up.
Sense of God's presence here this morning. You may be seated. I'm going to invite our 8 baptism candidates to make their way to the front row over here. And your chair has your name on it in the order that you will be baptized, so you could make your way over there. And we're going to begin our baptisms momentarily, but I just want to give just some information on how we do baptisms here at Evangel. And of course, it varies from church to church. The baptism part doesn't, but just sort of how we support our candidates and so on. And so how we're going to do this is... our worship team is going to lead as each candidate comes. They will come. They will enter into the tank. Once they are in the tank, the music will stop and their video will play. There's a video. And depending on whose video it is, will depend on the length. Some of them are a little longer than others. Some are very short, but it's just whatever video that they've provided, and they're all really inspiring and encouraging. And so we'll watch that video together, and then what I will do is, this is what I really like about doing baptisms that the way we do it here, is that it gives us the opportunity to invite family and friends who would like to come and to stand here in this area as a sign of support and just to be more closer to things and to be a part of that. And so I will invite you to come at that point. And actually, I know that some of you will say, well, should I leave because the next person I'm going to come back for? Yes, I think you should, as I'm thinking about it, because we want people in the congregation to be able to see the video, and sometimes that can be a little bit just with so many people here. So between each one, and you'll get your steps in today and enjoy a baptism. It's just going to be a win-win all around. So I'll just get you to do that. So as the person is baptized, they will leave. Everybody that's here can leave. The next candidate will come. We'll do the video, and we'll keep going. So we'll do that. So we're gonna begin. And John, if you'd lead us. And Linda is going to be our first candidate this morning, and she's going to start us off as she makes her way up today.
He can move a mountain. My God is mighty to save. He
Hello, my name is Linda Colby. As a very young girl, I can remember sitting in church with my mother, feeling an overwhelming love engulf me. I felt a sense of inner peace and strength that deeply comforted me at a very difficult time as a young child. In reflection, that profound experience in church that day altered the course of my life forever and became the catalyst for the lifelong journey in search of truth, which ultimately led me to Jesus. My passion to know the truth of God grew stronger with each passing year until 2008, when I began a 14-year travel journey in search of the Lord, immersed in all the religions, cultures, and traditions around the world. I left no rock unturned. At that time, it was an outward journey, reading every book, living immersed in all the different teachings and religions in search of that unquenchable love that touched my heart and soul so profoundly that day in church. After many years experiencing all religions and spiritual communities, it became very clear to me. Jesus didn't die on the cross so we could have a religion. Jesus died on the cross so that we could have a personal relationship with Him. And in that personal relationship with the Lord, build a faith community of discipleship that models Jesus as the divine human. In that knowing, my search turned inward and the truth of Jesus Christ began to emerge. My outward journey ended in Jerusalem, sitting in front of what was said to be the tomb of Jesus in the Garden Tomb in Jerusalem. In the garden that day, the same overwhelming sense of love I felt in church as a small child engulfed me, and I knew my search was over. Israel became my final destination. I realized Jesus was never outside of me. He was always in my heart, waiting for me to find Him. As Jesus so simply said, "And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart." When I left Jerusalem Sunday, February 27th, 2022, I knew my search was over. I found Jesus, where He had always been, tucked deep in my heart, waiting for me to find Him. Let the one who seeks continue seeking until he finds. For indeed, the kingdom of God is within you, the word of the Lord. As I reflect back to that day in church, I know that was the beginning of my lifelong search for His unquenchable love that so profoundly touched my heart, my life, my soul, and entire being that day. In retrospect, that was Jesus igniting my spirit to put me on the path to seek the truth of His love. I would like to be baptized as a formal declaration to publicly proclaim my commitment, dedication, and devotion to my life in union with Jesus Christ and my faith community. I am here today to be baptized by Pastors Shannon and Jennifer, whom I feel are genuine disciples of Jesus.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. Share with you this special day.
Yeah, we're very happy to see the work of the Lord in your life. And just remember, the Bible says that we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we may walk in them. We love you and we miss you, Linda.
Congratulations, Gigi. We love you.
Woo! Congratulations! We love you.
Amen. I love your story. I love your story. I would like to invite anyone, family, friends, who want to come in support of Linda as we baptize her today. Your video was a little longer than the others, but it was Wow, I was just so blessed watching that and being a part of that. And Jennifer wanted me to let you know that she was scheduled to do this. She was going to baptize you today, and she's very sad that she can't be here to do it, but she wants you to know that she loves you, and she's so proud of you, and she wished she could be here, but her heart is here for sure with you today. So, Linda, upon the confession of your faith, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Savior, He can move a mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered. Oh, Savior, Savior.
Old. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ because He is my Savior and He forgive us and forgive me for my sins. I'm a follower of Christ since 2011. I want to be baptized because I want to obey Him and I want to follow His command.
Congratulations, Miss Irene. Now we are celebrating with you that you belong to Jesus and we are children of God, and that God lives in and through us by the power of His Holy Spirit. God's great love is assured in 1 John 3:1. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that's what we are. Congratulations!
Irene, this is a great day. We're going to invite, you're all ready to go there. I'm going to invite family, friends, those who want to come and be with Irene here this morning. Maybe we should have just gone down there because there's going to be lots. I know, that's so exciting. Well, Irene, upon the confession of your faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
How great is our God? Sing with me. Sing with me, how great is our God.
name is Leanne Rossi. I am 15 years old, and I am in grade 10. I became a follower of Jesus around a year-ish ago. Before, my mom would just kind of take me to church. I had really no choice. I just kind of heard what was going on around, but I didn't really listen to what was happening. Around a year-ish ago, Pastor Scott asked if I wanted to volunteer at our youth group, and I said yeah. I used to just think that it was just for volunteer hours and I'd get a lunch and just kind of leave. But as I started to actually learn and stuff, I started listening instead of hearing what was happening. Because before, it was just blah, 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 blah. And now I hear God's story and I'm like, this is so cool. I want to get baptized because I want to take these next steps to following Jesus.
Leanne, congratulations on your water baptism. I pray that God bless you and guide you throughout your life.
Hi, Leanne. Congratulations on this milestone. May this baptism serve as a beacon of hope and strength in your life's journey. I know that it will be your first step on the road to a life filled with the love of God. May God's grace guide you, protect you, and shower you with endless blessings. Again, God bless and continue serving the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm glad you started listening to me. No, we're glad you're here, Leanne. You are a valuable member of our group, and you're more than just a student leader. You are family.
Thank you.
And so, you're welcome. At this time, I'd like to invite up all of Leanne's friends and family who would like to join her around the tank this morning. You're going to have a big family come around here. All right, Leanne, by the confession of your faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
You're the name above all names. You are worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing how great is our God. You're the name
became a follower of Christ last year in May at the Youth Overflow event. I would like to be baptized because I feel like I'm ready to take the next steps in my faith.
Congratulations, Miss Hannah. Thank you so much for being courageous to obey and follow Christ through baptism today. So very proud of you, showing the world that you have decided to follow Jesus. Rejoicing with you, and the promise of his spiritual blessings will flow through you, and God's promise to be with you always at the very end of the age. Congratulations again.
Hi, Hannah. As your old Sunday school teachers, we got to know you and love you as a gentle and caring and thoughtful person, really seeking the truth, even as a child, and how you could apply it to your life. Congratulations on making this life-changing decision to follow Jesus. We pray that from this day forward, you will grow in your knowledge of how high, how wide, how deep God's love is for you, and that you'll always search God's will in your life and walk in his unique path for you. As part of your church family, we love you and we continue to pray for you.
Congratulations. Hi, Hannah. We are so proud of you today for making this public confession of your faith. We know that God is well pleased with you. Remember, he has said in his word in Isaiah 49:16, that he has your name engraved on the palm of his hand. Always hold tight to Jesus, and he will always guide you, and he will never let you go. God bless you.
God bless.
Amen. You know, Hannah, it's pretty great, like, seeing how God has moved in your life. I've been to every overflow with you that you've gone to so far. I've seen you at youth nights. I've seen how you've been leading, using your gifts and that God has given you in leading our students in worship, and seeing how God has been using you these past number of months, even the past year since overflow, right? And it's been amazing. And it's my honor today to be able to baptize you. So I'd like to invite friends and family of Hannah to come gather around the tank as we baptize her this morning. Well, Hannah, by the confession of your faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
How great is our God.
Sammy Jagannath. I am 13 years old and I've decided to be baptized. And I've been to church mainly all my life, and I became a follower of Jesus 2 years ago, and I started following Jesus because of a Bible study group that brought me into how I should follow Jesus and his ways. I would like to be baptized because I declare my faith in Jesus, and he gave my life to him because he died on the cross for my sins out of his unconditional love for me. This is my next step, and I think it's now time that I declare my life to him through baptism.
Hi, Sammy. As your Sunday school teachers, you are always the energetic one, full of beans, and with a big smile on your face. As we watched you grow over the years, we could see your love of Jesus grew as well. Your worship is a model of being all in for God. We're so proud of you today. May the Lord bless you and use you powerfully in the days ahead. May you grow even closer to him each day.
Congratulations, Sammy.
Congratulations.
Hi, Sammy. Very proud of you today for taking this public step of faith, and it's a declaration of your commitment to serve God all the days of your life. We pray that you will continue to grow strong in body and in spirit, and you will always be able to stand proud and declare the works of God and your faith in him. Like Samuel of old, we pray too that you will be tender, always tender and listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit, and that you, like him, will always be ready to declare to God that you're listening and you're hearing what he says and you're willing to obey.
Sammy, it's such a joy to have you at Youth every week, and we're very proud of you for taking this step in your journey of faith.
Having watched you grow up over the years, we're glad that you're now declaring publicly faith in your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Congratulations, and may God's blessings flow on you and through you.
Congratulations, Samuel. I'm happy to be a part of your spiritual journey for the last few years. I'm happy to see you follow God through water baptism. Continue to love Jesus Continue to let your light shine before men so they will follow Jesus and be saved through you. God bless.
Amen. Well, Sammy, what a joy it is to see you up here this morning taking this next step of faith. I almost thought you were going to jump in the tank. You were running up here so fast. But no, it is such a joy to have you every week at Youth, to be able to see how God has been moving in your life, and now to see you take this next step publicly in faith. And so, friends and family, I would like to invite you to join me on stage surrounding Sammy as he prepares to be baptized this morning. Well, Sammy, by the confession of your faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
And sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! Sings my soul, sings my soul, my Savior.
Nathan Gonzalez. I am 13 years old, and I became a follower of Jesus when I was 7 years old by doing Bible study at Perfect Peace. Now I would like to be baptized to know and learn more about Jesus and to also make a big relationship with Him.
Congratulations, Nathaniel. Hi, Nat. Now that you have given your life to Jesus, following Jesus means that you have to trust Him all areas of your life, even though that you are unsure of the future, but all your plans have already been figured out by Him. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path.
Amen. Nathaniel, how's it going, buddy? Glad to see you up here this morning, man. It's such a joy. So I would like to invite friends and family, our youth ministry, and our leaders to come gather around Nathaniel. All right. Well, Nathaniel, by the confession of your faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Oh, hero of heaven, you conquered the grave. You freed it. You have done great. We dance in your freedom, awaken the lost. Oh, Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high. Oh, God, you have done great. Oh, hero of heaven, oh, hero of heaven, you conquered the grave. You freed every captive and break every chain.
I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ with all my heart because He is my Lord and my Savior. I know I am forgiven and my name is written in heaven. Luke 10:20. Do not rejoice that the spirits are subject, but you rejoice that your name is written in heaven.
Dearest Miss Rowena, God has done great things in your life, and I'm one of the witnesses of it. Congratulations in your public declaration that Jesus, you want to follow Jesus in your heart and surrender your life to Him. Your favorite verse is Matthew 22:37, says that Jesus said to him, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind."
Amen. I want to invite all of you who want to come and support Rowena as we prepare to baptize her this morning. Rowena, upon the confession of your faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Oh, hero of heaven, you conquered the grave. You free, free captain, you break every chain. Your name lifted high.